10,223, Alan Denise Waller, east of Road 497, 2,300 feet south of Route 24, a variance from maximum allowable height requirement for a tower.
Name and address.
Alan Waller, 34087 Old Hickory Road, Laurel, Delaware.
John Ferguson, BRGUSON. I am the county races radio officer.
Yeah, address. Did you give us your address?
20116 Donovan's Road, Georgetown.
Okay. Okay. Both. What's your name? Is the do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening. My name is Alan Waller. I'm native of Sussex County. Lived in Laurel for all my life. Mm-hmm. I'm an amateur radio operator. Amateur radio is a service regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, just like any other radio service, with one exception. There can be no commercial aspect of this. So I'm exactly 180 degrees away from your cell phone tower that you listened to a while ago. I'm federally prohibited to use my tower for anything commercially. I cannot be compensated for anything that I do. Mm-hmm. It is a public service hobby, like Coast Guard Auxiliary, Civil Air Patrol, Red Cross Volunteers, mm-hmm. And amateur radio. As the director of FEMA said after Hurricane Katrina, the amateur radio operators were the first of the first responders. Don't think for a second if we were to ever have a major hurricane strike Delaware, which has never happened, by the way. We've never had a hurricane make landfall in the state of Delaware. If it did, don't ever think that cell phones are going to work or even your telephone in your house is going to work. But there are a trained pool of amateur radio operators in Sussex County and in Delaware and in the United States that, using their own talents, their own expense, train and practice and do all sorts of things that are strange to the average person as a hobby in order to be a public service. In addition to that, the federal government allows us to contact other people of like interest in other parts of the world and in other parts of the United States, of course. This hobby is as much or as little as you want it to be. A year ago, I applied for authorization from the Federal Communications Commission to put up a tower, and I was authorized a 200-foot tower, which I constructed. Your compliance officer, and she does a very fine job, by the way, gave me a notice of violation for being too tall. With her professionalism, which I can only tell you how pleasant it was to work with her, she made a process that probably could have been uncomfortable, very comfortable, and I'm here tonight asking that I can have a variance for this tower to be 225 feet tall. Actually, I believe on the application, when I submitted it for 225, someone changed it to 218. That was done in your office. I don't know what that was about. The tower is 225 feet, and that's what I would like to have the variance for.
So you'd like a 75-foot?
75, yes. That's 68.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have Mr. John Ferguson with me, who is the Sussex County director of the Sussex County Radio Amateur Service Corps, who has equipment and space over in the Sussex County 911 Center. And this tower and this equipment and the things that we're doing are for the benefit of the county. Again, this is a very unusual tower in the fact that normally they're not this big. This one's pretty large.